This is GQDN for Monday, April 29th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Delicious, delicious stuff. When you do, put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase if you do. That covers your shipping costs. Yes, it does. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have everything Nintendo that will be coming here next week. Could there be a Kingdom Hearts movie? And Fortnite's getting a team up again. But we begin today with Prime Day. And right now, according to rockpapershotgun.com, there's no official date yet, but Amazon did say that it will happen this July. So what could you find in the July Prime Day? Well, potentially there's going to be a lot of things. Well, obviously there will be because it's Prime Day. But just be careful because some of the scammers will come out that day as well. But if you see a sale, look into it. Of course, here at the Group Quest podcast, it's video games and it's technology. When it comes, we'll keep you apprised. Indeed, we will. Now, PC Gamer was talking about the Manor Lords. And one of the developers did say that the archers are not strong enough. Well, here we go, names. This is gonna be real bad. It's Greg Sijin. I probably butchered the last name. Sorry, Greg. And he did say that there's a few kinks that they're working out, which would include the archers, who are not as effective as what you would like. So here's what he said in a Reddit post, quote, "Whenever I see someone on the subreddit bring up a good gameplay point that might be cool to have, invariably, there will be some wise, a word, in the comments going, but that's not historical." For the quote, "I think there needs to be some understanding that the game's foundation is definitely rooted in historical accuracy, but there are absolutely going to be deviations from it for the sake of having a game, and many of you just need to be at peace with that." And they were talking about the Archer, and that was before the game was in early access, and some people were reporting that they were way too overpowered and it made the battles a little too straightforward to enjoy. But the developers did decide to dial down the effectiveness because they also thought they were overpowered. So we'll see how it goes from there. Here we go to Rumorville again, and this time it's about Xbox. Oh wait, that's coming too. We'll stick with Xbox for now, because apparently they want a new Fallout game. According to purexbox.com, that is what they're thinking. And that's mainly because of the Windows Central editor, Jez Corden, that was on the Xbox 2 podcast, where he heard plans about working on and fast-tracking the next Fallout game, where it could arrive sooner rather than later, end quote. And they have already said that Bethesda has already begun to work on The Elder Scrolls 6 after the release of Starfield. So yeah, we'll keep our eyes on this one, definitely. Galvin, settle down. You know why I say that, because Switch 2 could be backwards compatible with a larger 1080p screen. NintendoLife.com did provide that news. And like I said, Galvin, settle down. Because according to Motopab's blog post, there was a comparison between the current Switch and the rumor being a 1080p resolution for the screen, where the current Switch does max out at 720p. So we shall see what happens. We know about the controllers, but I'm not going to get into that quite yet because we need an announcement from Nintendo. But talking about announcements, Dot Esports said that Star Wars is coming back to Fortnite, and they're bringing in Chewbacca. In fact, at Fortnite on Twitter did say, "Intrigue awaits," with a picture of Chewbacca, 5/3/2024. So coming in about 4 days. Yep, coming in Friday. Chewbacca will be on Fortnite, and there will be a Star Wars themed area on the Battle Royale map. And the teaser came via Lego Fortnite because there was a lightsaber and some Star Wars themed builds that did make their way to the Lego game from May 3rd. So we shall see what happens. when Friday hits. Now, if you want a deal on something, the AMD Radeon RX 77 XT, according to PC Games N, is now at $380. So if you want a good GPU deal, there's one for you there. Even though you're only saving about $10, saving is still saving. So we'll see if the price goes even lower. Now we get to some game announcements, and maybe a movie announcement too. Because according to HardcoreGamer.com, Tekken 8 is getting a free DLC content and a new character. And during their Evo event in Japan, they did show what the DLC would bring. And that would include Eddie Gordo, which was released a while back to the roster. And he will get some more content that's specified to him. And they'll also get some early access. We'll get new fighters sooner. And developers did drop the second DLC character with that announcement. In fact, players may get a ghost versus ghost mode, an online practice. And this new fighter will be Lydia Sobieski, but there is no date. There's no date announced for her release to Tekken. So there's going to be some other content that's going to be going in there too. Some bug fixes, character tweaks, so on and so forth. Could there be a movie? Well, Kotaku.com said that the Kingdom Hearts movie might be in the works. And for them, their source is coming out via the Diz Insider. And the founder of the site, Skylar Schuler, did write about the Kingdom Hearts movie in a mailbag post. And in fact, Skylar's sources did say that the film adaptation of the game could be heading to theaters in the future, end quote. Or it could be something that could be released on Disney Plus, that being the streaming service. And that did line up with another report from the film industry from Daniel RPK. And he did say that the Kingdom Hearts adaptation was in the works on April 26th. But we shall see if it happens, because the project is not yet greenlit. We can dream, couldn't we? Yes, we could. Some people are dreaming about these games, though, because Nintendo World Report did give what is coming out next week on Nintendo. And we're only talking about North America, and we're only going to go over a few of them, because, yeah, there's a lot. Again. And that would be MotoGP 24 and Endless Ocean Luminous, both $50. That's in retail only. Digital is where everything else is, such as Trigger Heart, Exilia, Surmount, Night Sim Life, My Horse Stories, Bomb Cat, okay, Ninja Flip, Hentai Tales Volume 3, The Fall of Elena Temple, and Exit Slum. Oh, and the base game of Monster Hunter Rise is now 75% off until May 9th. Oh, the sales. Yes, indeed. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2024. All rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some video games, if you would please. People, go play.